Solitaire, written by Cirque and read by Wilfriede0815. Fandom, original work. Rating, teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Character, space traveler stranded on a haunted planet. Of course the planet was haunted. She was only there for the diamonds. It rained diamonds on Alec. Real fat diamonds the size of your fist. They fetched a pretty penny in any market in the galaxy. The trick was getting them, because it also rained acid, which tended to melt the diamonds before anyone could get to them. Sometimes they even melted en route, and you just got covered with a sharp, shiny film that wasn't worth anything to anyone. So now, Alice was stuck on an acid-laden planet, waiting out an interplanetary war, only to discover she wasn't alone. The last news she'd got from the base said she could expect to be grounded for 6 hours, possibly more. She dragged her feet through the diamond debris, like tiny specks of glass mixing with the general dust of an uninhabited planet. It crunched under her boots. The first ghost appeared in broad daylight, right in front of her eyes. It fluttered out from the abandoned mine and just glittered there. Alice had seen aliens and half-breeds and space elves and in-betweens, but never in all her years as ranger had she laid eyes on a ghost. She took several faltering steps backwards, as though that would help. The second, third, fourth ghost materialized alongside their kin. They were floaty clouds of faint gray, hovering some 8 inches off the dirt floor, half transparent and shiny. Alice dropped her pack. What?
What?
Said the ghost. And Alice supposed that was fair. She was the newcomer, after all. Are you ghosts? Because, really, what else was she supposed to say? The first ghost actually looked offended. The expression flitted half-formed across its see-through face. Perhaps it was a sore spot. Sorry. Alice felt guilty. I've never seen a ghost before.
We've seen plenty of humans.
The distaste with which it said this was impressive for what was essentially a cloud. Ah, yes, the diamonds. She felt even more guilty now, her pockets full of crystals. I'll put them back.
Don't bother, said the first ghost. They're a renewable resource. They're worthless to us.
It moved closer to her, and she allowed it, but she was ready to run at a moment's notice. She wondered if this was it for her, the end of it all, if they would just keep her prisoner on this shitty planet forever. The ghosts edged closer, and she felt them pressing up around her. She shivered. She couldn't get warm. The ghosts continued growing, 20, 30, dozens of them. She closed her eyes and felt icy breath against her cheeks. The ghost tapped her shoulder.
Do you want to play cards?
The end.